If the federal government has you on a hit list, if the FBI busts down your door for fighting against tyranny, and if you're getting death threats and harassment from communist-backed agencies, you are doing something right. This constitutional conservative and American patriot stepped into the Freedom Ring to protect her children from harmful government policies. She tenaciously defends the core values of God-fearing patriots who do not want to lose the freedoms and rights of all citizens who live in the greatest nation in the world. Fighting for the red, white, and blue, we are with America's mom, who is going to tell us the harrowing details when the FBI broke down her front door to try to shut her up. If they only knew who they were messing with. You're tuning into the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin, and today we're with Sharona Bishop, America's mom. Hey, girl, what's happening?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, Tina. I just appreciate you and all the things that you're doing to educate mothers and citizens all over this country. We are in a battle. There is no doubt about it now.
Absolutely not. No, you're a wife, mother of four. So people say, oh, you know, what can I do with the little time I've got? You have a lot on your plate and you're still adding more to save this country. You are resolute in your defense of the restless attack on our children and parental rights. And in the midst of a continuous assault on the Western way of life, you bring hope, inspiration to those who feel arrested by political correctness and the false narratives of our time. Girl, you've been busy. So I have to ask, I'm not there yet, but I probably will be now that I'm interviewing you on this program. What did you do, girl? Or what did you do that has gotten the attention of the federal corrupt government?
Wow. When you put it like that, I've had a couple of conversations about what is it that got us to this place right now? What is it that has brought America's mom to the forefront? And the investigators who were at my home the morning of November 16th. What he said was that I connect people. Now, every mother connects people. If you want to know where to eat, you ask a mom. If you want to know where to shop, you ask a mom. If you want to know who Jimmy's daddy is, you ask an involved mother. That's what we do as women and as mothers, is we connect people, we network. That's what our lives are. And when we're engaged in policy and we're trying to correct things, we're trying to see to it that great people get in office or bad policies are shut down. Or, you know what, Tina, who is over here really vocal, she has this great following, that she can be a part of an issue that we're having here. That's called connecting. And nowhere was that listed on the warrant that was served to me on November 16th.
Unbelievable. And they want to make an example out of you. Patriot Barbie is coming up next. Same thing happened to her, Lindsey Graham, yourself. What happened to you could have easily happened to me. So yes. They want to make an example out of us, get them scared, shut them up, and show the rest of society, if you try to fight back against this tyrannical regime, guess what? You're going down. Well, we say no way, Jose.
That's right.
Take us back to that insanely harrowing experience where the FBI busted down your door. This happened on, you said, November 16th last year?
Yeah, November 16th, 2021. And just for your listeners, just to get an idea of who I am, I'm a mom. I've got four kids. I am a makeup artist. I have a little small business that I run here in Colorado. I'm about as normal as it's going to get. I got involved in policy because policies were affecting my kids. You know, the school was handing out mental health evaluations without my consent. There was no discipline in the public school. Gas and oil was getting shut down. Our livelihoods were being attacked because of policy. And so I don't know about politics. Politics is everything bad that's kind of happening in my life right now. And people go, I don't want that. I don't want that. But policy affects all of us. It governs our day. You know, our whole life is ordered by policy. And so it's really important for every American to know what policies are happening around you so that they don't take away your freedoms, limit your production, and hurt your family. So that's really what happened for me in 2015. I started realizing that the school districts were broken. We needed to figure some stuff out. Parents needed to get involved. Discipline needed to be restored. Yeah. And teachers needed to stay in their lane, right? They needed to stay in their lane. And by 2018, we were experiencing comprehensive sex education, the actual impact of that that sexualizing of children in my own family. And we felt it was immediate. It was within our own family. And I just thought, I'm done. I'm not going to be quiet anymore. I'm okay with being a fool for my kids. I'm going to do whatever's necessary to get the word out so people understand what's going on. In Colorado, we have a very tyrannical governor, Jared Polis, and he literally has crushed every industry that made Colorado great. He's taken away our ability to self-govern. He's taxing us out the wazoo, setting up bureaucratic boards to do his dirty work for him. He's turning us into a California. You know, there's two things we're not allowed to talk about in Biden's illegitimate regime. Okay. We are not allowed to talk about election irregularities because that would question his election. And we're not allowed to talk about corrupt school boards and the abuse that they're inflicting using the law on our children. So, of course, that's what we talk about. And because elections have consequences, and that's why your school board members are there, is because they were elected. Of course, we went after our school board members. When they're sanctioning abuse of children because you have adults with mental health issues who will not deal with their own mental health problems, instead they put those into policies, inflict them on your children and tell you to shut up and sit down and swallow it. Because at least your kids get to go to school, right? That's exactly what they did.
Yep.
And so we said, no, you're not doing that. You're an elected official. You represent us, the parents in the community, and we're telling you to back down.
We pay you.
That's right. Our particular board where I live does not receive any money. And so then it's even more curious why they were so dug in to enforce these policies of, yes, mandatory masks, isolation of children who cannot wear masks, by the way, isolated into rooms with no windows, not able to participate with the rest of the student body. That's from kindergarten all the way up to high school. That
what
is
abuse.
Inhumane. Yeah, we have been so just been so extremely vocal. And we actually were able to get one of our board members to resign because she couldn't take the pressure. We held rallies that had over 500 people on them multiple times. We have flooded every school board meeting since school began. And we just continue to do that. We actually flipped our school board. We brought in two amazing conservatives who represent the parents well. And we also served a cease and desist letter to everybody on the COVID task force, the superintendent, and the school board members. And we're not done yet. We're about to start a recall on one of the worst school board members that we have, because it's just not good enough for us and it's not good enough for our kids. Having done all of that, the superintendent took advantage of Merrick Garland's decree on October 4th, saying that parents who are fighting with, arguing with, showing up at school board meetings, contesting CRT and COVID policies will be put on a list and deemed domestic terrorists.
Terrorists. I was just going to say that when that hit, I'm like, seriously, the people creating the definition of a domestic terrorist is the domestic terrorist. All right, everybody, we got to fight back. Okay, so take us to, you guys are sitting on the edge of your seat, leaning in towards the screen. I can see y'all. Let me just tell you something. You'll be falling off your chair when you're about to hear what Sharona's going to tell you. November 16, she's at home. Take it away, girl. What happened? My blood was boiling.
Yes. So I have two kids that I homeschool. I have four kids total, but two are the ones that I school at home. We were just doing our work. They're sitting at the table doing their schoolwork. I'm cooking. I'm sort of in my pajamas still. And we start hearing a banging on the door. And it's very obnoxious. And then it's followed by yelling. And they're screaming, this is the FBI. We have a warrant. My husband happened to be working from home that morning. And he came upstairs because he was on a conference call. And there's all this banging and ruckus happening. And, you know, they didn't even give us a minute. They didn't even give us a minute to get to the door before they took a battering ram to my door, busted it open. And consequently, the door wasn't even locked. So there's that. I mean, it speaks to how amped up they were, how aggressive they came to my home. I am a very vocal, very public figure. I show up for all the meetings. I've held meetings and briefings with elected officials, with district attorneys, law enforcement. I'm very involved. I'm not abrasive when it comes to those things. We're trying to work together to achieve the best results for our communities. And so I've never been someone that they need to be scared of. I don't open carry, you know, I don't do anything like that. I'm just speaking up for my kids. I have a big mouth, that's true. And I'm not afraid. I know my rights. I do know my rights. I'm not afraid. And so for that reason, I believe they felt they really did need to teach me a lesson. They busted the door open. Their guns were drawn. There were 7 or 8 FBI agents, including our police department and our police chief were there, which is, you know, just to kind of speak to that kind of, you know, personal side, I live in a very tight-knit community. I know my chief. I know a lot of those officers that were there that day. You know, our kids play together, go to school together, have gone to school. I see them around all the time. And here they are standing outside my house, blocking my street off. It looks like this violent offender is being taken down by the FBI. I mean,
right.
There's this whole other side of what they were doing that day to make my community afraid of me.
Unbelievable.
And that was really hard, actually. That was kind of one of the worst. I didn't feel embarrassed about anything I had done, but I just didn't want my neighbors thinking that they couldn't trust us and our kids couldn't play together anymore.
That's exactly it. And your poor kids that had to go through that, the part where I'm like, where does she live? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go give her back up was when I read, and correct me if this article was incorrect, where one of the FBI agents grabbed your daughter's sweatshirt and dragged her up the stairs. I said, if you ever touch my kid, you're going to get a little something, something that's right here attached to my office desk, and you won't be able to talk about it afterwards. What happened in there?
Yeah, that's true. My daughter came up at one point. She's just a little thing. She just graduated last year from high school, and she came up the stairs to just check and see what was going on because there was so much chaos. And I told her to go get her phone. The agents, as soon as they opened the door or busted the door open, they pulled my husband outside. They pulled me outside. I had my phone in my hand, but they took my phone and then handcuffed me. We needed to call our attorneys. We needed to know what, I don't know what to do in this situation exactly. What can they do? What am I supposed to be doing that I'm not doing? And so I told her when she came up to see what was going on, she was so upset. I said, go get your phone. We need to call the attorneys. We need to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And so she was going to go downstairs to retrieve her phone. And the largest agent that was there, maybe 6'7", proceeded to drag her down the stairs by her hoodie. And then once she got her phone, pull her back up the stairs by her hoodie. It was just totally inappropriate and totally unnecessary. You know, she wasn't named on the warrant.
Unreal.
She's not a criminal. And she's it's very obvious, you know.
Can you sue since this happened?
So we are looking at every option we have to ensure that the federal government cannot just do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, to whoever they want, when they feel like it. We're going to do everything necessary to protect Americans in the future through this situation that we've experienced. We've had a lot of people who are capable of doing that reach out to us, and they want to help with that. I think it's important for your audience to know, my husband works in judicial. He's worked in criminal justice for over 20 years. So we're back the blue all the way. This doesn't take away from our support and our love of law enforcement. We back and support our sheriff 100%. That's not this. This is the DOJ weaponizing the FBI to carry out their fear and intimidation tactics across America. And what we had to really step away and realize is we're making a difference.
Yes.
When they actually have to come here and intimidate a mom, because the moms are the ones doing it. Look at you, Tina.
Yeah.
Look what you've been doing for years. You've been igniting people. You've been waking them up. They're like, if the moms get involved, you're in huge trouble.
Yep.
And that's exactly what's happened across America. In every state that I'm aware of, there is a group of grassroots mothers who are pushing back, who've had enough. You came after my kid. That's enough. I don't have any fear anymore. And I certainly don't have any pride anymore left. You know, I don't care about looking like a fool anymore. They went after my kids. And when their policies hurt my kids, that was it for me.
Absolutely. And you are so fired up. You got me fired up. Everybody in the show this week is getting me fired up, or my chair is going to start on fire, literally.
The only way we can truly make America great again is by investing in America first. Cortez Wealth Management provides American-based investment opportunities so you can rest assured that your funds are supporting businesses that you value. Are your investments aligned with your beliefs? Are you unknowingly supporting Chinese companies? Do you know if you hold ESG investments? We will help you answer these critical questions and more. Our professionals provide a strategic planning process in our America First retirement plan that is uniquely tailored to meet your goals and objectives. With our competitive fees and personalized service, you will get the best possible protection and security on your investment while also supporting policies and products you believe in. Call Cortez Wealth Management now at 813-448-3446 or visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and schedule an appointment with us today. That's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Have peace of mind that when you retire, you will enjoy your golden years.
Hi, this is Kevin Sorbo, and I want to introduce you to Equipping the Persecuted and their important work in Nigeria. The mission of equipping the persecuted is, as the name states, to equip our brothers and sisters in any way that we can. People in Nigeria are suffering at the hand of terrorists for their faith in Jesus. Sadly, very little is being done to create a lasting solution. That's where we step in. Our goal is to protect, rebuild, and strengthen families in both body and spirit. We are prepared with the resources necessary to respond after an attack. We provide medical aid, food, and a team to pray and comfort victims. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need your help. Take action today with a monthly gift of $20 or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. Thank you for your time.
If you are not currently a partner with us and would love to help us reach more people through the production of this show or through live speaking events, you can give through our website, counterculturemom.com, by clicking on the pink donate button at the top of the page. Your donations will greatly help us reach more and more people via radio, TV, podcasting, and all the rest. And this month, for any new monthly donor, we're giving a free copy of Enemies Within the Church DVD as a gift to you in the mail. This incredibly eye-opening movie will shake the foundations of what you think about America's churches. Thank you for helping us reach more people in this critical hour. Mm-mm. Why did you say, not on my watch, not now, not ever, I'm getting involved in politics to change all of this from the inside out?
Well, we're so fortunate and we're so blessed to live in the greatest nation in the whole world. There isn't another place that we can escape to. This is it. Everyone around this world, I know you must get emails from around the world, people listening into your show, feeling inspired and hopeful and saying, hold the line. We do as well. And, you know, I listened to Dr. Barkey was in that video, one of America's frontline doctors. And I listened to a woman from Australia, a freedom fighter there, who was arrested for conspiracy to conspiracy to hold a rally, right? And thrown in jail in solitary confinement for 22 days. And she said on the podcast, America, you know, we're watching you guys, you're doing so great. And I'm listening and I'm going, what? We're not doing so great.
No.
They're trying to shut us down. They're trying to do the same things to us that they're doing to you. But we do have guns. We have the Second Amendment. We have the right to defend ourselves, our home and our property. And we have our voices. We have the First Amendment that cannot be infringed, not even during a pandemic, not even during an emergency. Are your constitutional rights suspended? And we're having, thankfully, we're having federal judges rule on that and start setting a precedent that our rights are not given to us by men, so therefore they can't be suspended during an emergency. And as you know, government never rescinds their power.
Okay, so how is this whole bomb a good bomb now, because you're waking up America and beyond? How has this bomb affected your family personally?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've really had to think about what we think about, what we believe. How committed are we to saving America? You know, we thought we were just fighting for our little community and fighting for Colorado. And with election irregularities across this country, with Biden's regime stripping people of their rights to just basic living, with governors feeling empowered to, you know, you mentioned it earlier, be able to remove people against their will, to incarcerate them based on a shot or no shot, keeping people from being able to dine, to shop, all these things based on their medical status. You know, we've had to really think about what are we doing? Our faith has increased so much. We've grown so much. We are so excited because for the first time, it seems so obvious where the Lord wants us and what we should be doing. You know, there's a song by All Sons and Daughters called Call Me Higher. And it's such a great song because it speaks to, if I just stayed here with you, Lord, and I just did my little thing, it's still good. It's still awesome. I'm still following you and it would be awesome and you'd be pleased with me. But I think you've called me higher. I think you're calling me out. And it can look so different for everyone, by the way. It doesn't look exactly like what I'm doing. I have moms who, when they show up for the first time to speak at a school board meeting, you know, that's their baptism. And that's the first time they realize the power and authority that was given to them by our founders and granted to them by God first and foremost, and needs to be secured by us, we the people. You know, I believe that we are the solution. We are. We outnumber this political elite that's trying to crush us by millions and millions and millions. we outnumber them. And even the most liberal friends that I have come around me and have said, wow, that was too far. Like, I think you're crazy, but I don't think the FBI should be busting your door in. And there's been a real camaraderie that's developing among Americans as we see this overreach of power by all of these arms of government. So we are settled. We're settled in our spirits. We're ready to go.
And you know, the really, really neat thing about all this, just seeing your family, I have them pop up here again, is that your kids, you have four kids just like I do. They look a little bit older than mine. Mine are 13 and under. How old are your kids?
So my daughter's 18, my son is 17, and then my other boys are 10 and 8.
You are showing them. We have two kids that overlap on ages. It's so cute. You are showing them, girl, what it looks like to stand up to the plate and do exactly what God's called you to do. You are showing them what a true warrior looks like.
You know, that's another really amazing benefit of what has happened to my family and my community is we've learned more in that 3.5 hours where they invaded my home, took pictures of every inch of my home, intimidated my children and my family, all the things that happened. My kids learned more in that 3.5 hours than I could ever teach them about the proper role of law enforcement and government, why we fight, why we stand up for what's right, and why we have to keep educating ourselves. We can't go quietly into the darkness. We just can't. There's no place for us to go. If America falls, there's no place else for us to go. And I promise you, and you've preached it, but for your listeners, they are trying to destroy America. They're trying to destroy liberty, freedom, pursuit of your own life. After Jesus Christ, the second greatest gift God gave us is self-determination. That is unique in America. Absolutely. I get to choose where I go, where I live, you know, what I put in my body, how many kids I have, what my career is going to be. These are things that are special here in America. I can learn to figure out anything I want to do and make money at it, you know, buy property. These are unique things to America that has made us great. And while we're standing back thinking CRT is just a fad, it's not. Adolf Hitler said, if I can have 4 years with the youth, I've got them all.
Ever wonder why you can cut calories and exercise like crazy, only to eventually gain all the weight back? Yep, you can blame it on leptin. Leptin is the hormone that tells your body when to store fat and when not to. If you have too much fat, you have too much leptin. If you have too much leptin, you have too much fat. All this causes leptin resistance. Leptin resistance makes your brain think you're starving, so it tells your body to keep eating and store fat. Introducing the world's first and only proven leptin-lowering formula for safe, simple fat loss. Take two capsules 30 minutes before your two biggest meals. In 8 weeks on average, participants lost 21.3 pounds of fat and melted 3.96 inches from their waist. Text the word leptin, that's L-E-P-T-I-N, to the number 33777. That's leptin to 33777. Results will vary, may not be representative of the experience of others. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
People tuning in, you have to stand up, do the right thing. You might get persecuted. You might have your door busted down. But like I was telling you before we started taping here, girl, as soon as I heard your story and shared with my husband back in November, this could have easily been me. And I know that I have a target on my head for where this show is all seen around this country. Last thing the elites want is my mouth open. Well, here it is. Take it. And then we also have your website, girl, americasmom.net.
Yes, we are actively filling it up with resources for our parents, for mask mandates, for medical exemptions, how to pull your groups together, how to get your everything up and running.
You are fantastic. Let's team up. Everybody tuning in, ask God, get on your knees. What can I do right now to play a major role with my children to save our country? Sharona, we'll be in touch very soon. Keep at it at the front of the battle lines.
Thank you so much. God bless you.